Blog Talk Radio.
You are broken inside. You don't have faith in my capability. The power wants to put you back together again. Oh, the power wants to put you back together again.
Hallelujah.
Have turned upside down.
Hallelujah.
And all that you've accomplished is now
hallelujah.
On the ground. You don't have to say in the
hallelujah.
Time that you
leave.
The
Lord wants
to put you together again.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
The Reverend Walter Hawkins.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, verses 1 through 6, paraphrase. And the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah and said, Jerry, go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my word. And Brother Jeremiah got up and got to stepping, went down to the potter's house. And there he saw the potter working a work on the wheel. And the work that he was working on the wheel was marred in the hands of the potter. So he made it again, which seemed pleasing to the potter. Then the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah again and said, look here, Jeremiah. Can I not do to Israel what this potter has done? As the clay is in the potter's hands, so are ye in my hand, saith the Lord. You've joined the potter's house, Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. This is our Sunday International Victory Service. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We on fire for the Lord today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know why? Because we woke up this morning. Hallelujah. All those that woke up this morning, say amen.
Amen.
All those that woke up this morning, say amen.
Amen.
All those that didn't wake up this morning, say amen. All right. We know we didn't hear anything, didn't we? Because they didn't wake up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't care how many alarm clocks you got in your room, a radio alarm. I don't care if you got the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, all 1,000 of them in your room, singing hallelujahs. I don't care if you have Big Ben, that big clock in London, banging all over your bedroom. I've got to tell you that if God don't wake you up, you ain't getting up. I don't care if your mother, father, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, grandmama, grandpa shake you. I don't care if the dog starts licking on your face. I don't care if the cat meow, meow all over your face and eyes. If God don't wake you up, you're not going to hear nothing. You're not going to feel nothing. You're not going to see nothing. You ain't going to be nothing. Because nothing for nothing leaves nothing. Hallelujah. Oh, let's praise the Lord today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing for nothing leaves nothing. If he don't do it, ain't going to get done. Can I get a witness today? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's right. You, oh, you know where you are. You done tuned into glory to God. Hallelujah. The Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House, Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My little boy shout God out. And this service today is sponsored by the fine people, hallelujah, glory to God, a legal seal, hallelujah, the legal seal associates. Hallelujah. If you want to find out more about how to get a high-quality attorney for a low monthly fee instead of a high hourly cost, go to the website, hallelujah, WBYRD, that's W-B-Y-R-D, .wearelegalseal.com, and you will find out some information about it. If you want to really get that again and you missed that, I'm going to say it one more time. WBYRD, that's W-B-Y-R-D, .wearelegalseal.com. All lowercase, no spaces. Hallelujah. If you still missed it, well, you can call after the service at 410-444-5152. And we're going to pray for it for you. Glory to God. For your hearing and for your writing accuracy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, right. You tuned in. God, oh, we get ready to have a great time in the Lord. We already done started. Holler, the Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are whole, made whole by God. And this is your humble servant, Bishop B.T. Bird, a.k.a. Brother Bird, a.k.a. Pastor Bird, a.k.a. Dr. Bird, a.k.a. Mr. Bird. It don't matter. Hey, what matters is that you call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what matters, that you surrender your life to him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The only title that you should strive for is I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before we go on any further, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to have Pastor Peaches come and give us the housekeeping suggestions, because we want you to be able to do what you can do. This is a class. We're not here to entertain you. We're here to give you some information so you can have a prosperous, victorious life. And can I get a witness today? Can somebody say amen in here? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, Pastor Peaches. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for another Sunday, another opportunity to hear the word of God as a family and a corporate group. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Time to hear the word of God. Bring your Bibles, your composition notebooks, your pencils, ink pens, whatever you want to write with. Hallelujah. And bring your communion elements. Your toast, your crackers, your juice, your bread, whatever you want. If you don't have communion elements, and if you like some, you can stop at here at the service and pick up some. If you don't already have some, use whatever you have so you'll be ready when we when we break bread and take the Lord's body.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Pastor Peaches. And I'm going to say this again, and I want to share this. This is like an announcement. We are a family-oriented church, you know, and I want to let you know that we just don't say that, because a lot of churches say, we're a family church, and everybody at each other's throat, and people are backbiting and gossiping, talking about one another, tearing each other down, you know, like they're in the jungle somewhere, hallelujah, in some kind of third-world country. Just living day to day and stealing and doing whatever. No, we really mean that what we say. We are a family church. And every month that has a fifth Sunday, every month that has a fifth Sunday, that is Family Celebration Day.
Amen.
What that means,
amen,
is that we're not going to have a live service.
Amen.
Don't you come looking for a live service here at the sanctuary in the lower level of the parsonage. You know, because we ain't going to be here. We might be in Florida laying on a beach. Hallelujah. Or California laying on the beach. Hopefully there's no hurricane coming. But anyway, we'll start there. We'll look. But anyway, glory to God. Every month, you got to understand what I'm saying now. Every month that has a fifth Sunday, we will not have a live Sunday service. Do you hear me? So don't come thinking, yeah, I'm going to go to service today. Boy, I've been waiting to go to service today. And it's the fifth Sunday of that. It is a month that has a fifth Sunday. Now, to underscore this, October, this month, has a fifth Sunday. That's the 31st. We ain't going to be here. But if we're here, we ain't going to open the door for you. Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. It's Family Celebration Day. And when I say family, I just don't mean you and your wife or you and your husband and you're going to get a babysitter for your children. That's date night. You do that on another day. What we're talking about is Family Day, where you can take the whole family. You say, well, where can we go? Go down to the harbor, go to a movie, go to hear an opera, go somewhere. Go to dinner. Or make a dinner at home. It don't matter. But make a special meal and minister to each other all day long. Jesus. I said all day long. Amen. We'll mention this again before the service is out, but I just wanted y'all to get that. Now, we always do this, and I want y'all to prepare yourselves. because God wants to bless a lot of people right now. People that's been placed on your heart. People that God has placed their names in your mind. And you got them already, because we're getting ready to dedicate this selection, and we're going to be placing people in the atmosphere of blessings. Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah. Because God is ready to break through in a lot of people's lives. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. And I'm trying to key up what I'm supposed to be keying up here. And I don't know what's going on here. But it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. Let's see if we can get it going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for the opportunity to place people's names in, hallelujah, glory to God, in the atmosphere of blessings. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we just thank you. We praise your name. We glorify your name, O God. We honor you, O God. Hallelujah, yes.
Thank you, our remembrance that we have seen, those God, along the way, and that have said, pray for me or keep my family in prayer.
Yes.
And thank you, Lord God. Lord God, you know all the names, Lord God, that we may even have forgotten, but you haven't forgotten them. You know the needs, Lord God, of everyone that we, every name that we have put, that we will put into the atmosphere. Lord God, you know even the desires of their heart that they may even not want to mention, Lord God, but you know what they are. Hallelujah. Even the desires of the hearts, Lord God, that we may have had a long, long, long time ago. Hallelujah. You know what they are. Hallelujah. There's nothing hidden from you, Lord. There's nothing, Lord God, that you don't know. And we praise you, God. Lord God, you even see our secret parts. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We just submit them all to you, Lord. The desires, Lord, our heart, the desires of the people's hearts, Lord God, that we're praying for. Lord God, you know, if any sick anybody, heal them. Hallelujah. Don't let their homes be lacking anything. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's nothing hidden from you, Lord. Nothing hidden from you, Lord. We ask you, Lord God, to bless every family. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. And this is dedicated to the world. God bless you.
God.
Pastor Willie May Teacher Spirit.
That's what I want.
Sister Annette James, a.k.a. AJ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Minister Linda Blackwell, Danya, Tiffany, Bianca, Julie, Anna, Ava, Kitty, Little Kitty, hallelujah, Stephanie, Little Stephanie, Desiree, Monica, Elder QB, Dominique, Another Dominique.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Maggie Mercy. Angela Jennings Hill. Hallelujah. Elder Rosetta Carey. Pastor Olivia Christine James. Hallelujah. Minister Maxine. Pastor Maxine Lee, Sister Jones, Sister Lil, Maria Smith-Bird, hallelujah, Tanya Bird, another Tanya Bird, hallelujah, another Tiffany, Helena, hallelujah, hallelujah, Ariana, Kimberly, Danielle, Another Danielle. Leslie. Another Leslie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. valley, another valley. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Janice. Yvonne. Mother Dolores Hurt. Anjanette Hurt. Yvette Hurt. Roslyn. Hallelujah. Dr. Sharon Harper. Sharon Harper. Minister James. Hallelujah. George Duke. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Sharon Hendricks. Hallelujah. Michelle. Hallelujah. Linda Smith. Chandra Owen. Hallelujah. Mildred Howard. Hallelujah. Janetta McCord. Corinthia Johnson. Loretta Johnson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Teresa Wilson. Carol Powell. Carolyn Powell. Hallelujah. Willie Mae Patterson. Hallelujah. Pastor Viola Light. Sister Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah. Mother Baker Marie Johnson. Hallelujah. Marion Cranshaw. Baker. Mother Baker Johnson. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sheila from Justice. Gloria. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Linda Blanchett. Hallelujah. Brenda Deloach. Hallelujah. Ruth Sager. Ruth Fairside. Hallelujah. Paige Trammell. Hallelujah. Annette Gordon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Natasha McGill. Teresa McClain. Hallelujah. Teresa Mealy. Hallelujah. Dippy Moda. Thank you, Jesus. Kathy Marie. Thank you, Jesus. Linda
Moore. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto me and said unto me, the Lord is with thee,
Emmanuel.
Thou mighty man of valor, whom shall I fear?
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, the Lord is my shepherd. Jehovah Shalom. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against
the
power of
right.
The devil. For we wrestle with the flesh and blood, the spirits of war. The devil comes in like
Jeffrey.
A flood. Spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Antonio.
Kids, mirror,
Dexter.
Salvation, help my
hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mary Don Wilson. Harry Warsaw. Donald Carter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sterling. Reggie. David. Scooter. Allen. Allen, hallelujah. It's in the word of God to you. Hallelujah.
Full of God, all things are possible.
Earl, another Earl, another Earl, another Earl. Tavon, another Tavon, another Tavon. Thomas, Tavon, hallelujah. Thomas, hallelujah. Another Jerry, Jerry Ryan, another Jerry in North Carolina. Overseer Dr. Norman Nevin, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ronald Harris, hallelujah. James, hallelujah. James Kelly, hallelujah. Maurice, hallelujah. Glory to God. Tommy Orange, Larry Orange, Samuel Wright, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Calvin. David. Another David. Another David. Another David. Tom. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bishop. Carl Pierce. Bishop Brock Pierce.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Another Reggie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brad. Steve. Hallelujah. Jason, another Jason, another Jason. Brian Holly, Brian Alexander, hallelujah. Andy, hallelujah, glory to God. Uncle Daniel, hallelujah. Another Daniel, another Daniel, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thomas,
keep fighting the
hallelujah.
And do what's good and what's
glory
good.
To God.
Lord, remember this battle is yours. But the violence take it by force. I'm talking
another
to you.
Malachi. Faith, another Malachi. Jaheim. Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Glory Lord, to God. Lord. Michael. Another Michael. Another Michael. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Joshua. Julius. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mitchell. Another Mitchell. Leroy Calvin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Leroy Calvin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Deacon Dale. Hallelujah. Elder Lester. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Thomas Swin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Don Street. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Mike. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yada Bushaka. Yes, Lord. We thank you. We praise your name. We glorify your name. Hallelujah. We thank your God. Hallelujah. For every name that's been placed up into the atmosphere of blessings. We thank you, Lord, that you're meeting every need in abundance, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that every mountain and hill shall be made low, every rough place plain, every crooked place straight. Hallelujah. Every valley exalted. And your glory shall be revealed in their lives, in our lives. And all flesh shall see it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40, verse 4. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank you, O God. We glorify your name today. Amen. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Let the church say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We thank God that we just thank God for you that you have kept out. Promise. We are promising to call somebody at least once a day, one day, 5 days a week, one person a day to tell them that God loves them and we love them too. Hallelujah. And it's important. It's important because it can save someone's life. Please do that. Don't stop doing it. Don't get tired of doing that. Please do that. Yes, look, you need to call your family and tell them that. Some of your family members you haven't talked to in years, you need to call them and tell them that. Call your friends. Call your neighbors. Even call your enemies and tell them that God loves you and you love them too. Yes, you love your enemies because the Bible says you owe no man but to love them. So, hallelujah, love your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you. The word of God is true. You want to be blessed? Be a blessing. Amen. And when you call somebody up who is, their back is against the wall, and they're loading that gun, and they're getting ready to blow their brains out, and they're getting ready to jump off of a bridge or off of a building, and you call them up, and you say, look here, I just want to let you know that God loves you, and I love you too. They're going to unload the gun. They're going to put it back into that safe. They're going to get off that bridge. They're going to go back down in the elevator, go back down to the first floor and get to their car and going home because you gave them a reason to live another day. You gave them the hope that they're not alone, that somebody loves them and cares about them. So please, for God's sake, for your neighbor's sake, for your family's sake, and for your sake, do that. Call somebody and tell them what I just said. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, I have an assistant here,
And this assistant, his name is Siri. And I'm going to tell Siri to play a song. Hey, Siri. Play Revelation 19.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto
me. That's not it. Hey, Siri.
And said,
play Revelation 19.
Hallelujah.
We have to pray for Siri, all right? Hallelujah. Let's pray for the Lord a little bit. After this selection, you will hear the melodious, the awesome, the anointed voice of Pastor William A. Teacher-Spirit with the pastor's call on today.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one. Therefore,
come on, everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power.
Unto
the Lord our God.
God is mighty.
Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent.
Oh, let's
turn it. He's wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere.
Everybody. Hallelujah.
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 You got this, wonderful.
Bless these with.
And you know what? And a lot of times we pass people when we driving, we pass people that's homeless, that look like they could use a pair of shoes, look like they could use a jacket. It's getting chilly outside. Ride around and say and have it in a bag. Say, hey, God bless you, and keep right on going. Let them look in the bag and be surprised. Put a couple dollars in there. If you don't have money to sow, if you don't have a financial seed to sow, you can put something in there. Put a card that would encourage them. Yeah. And don't you know what you sow, you're going to reap?
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Hallelujah.
You may not reap where you sow, but you are going to reap what you sow.
Hallelujah.
So therefore, if it's time of plenty for you, sow now. Because you know what? The time of scarce just may be coming. And when we watch the news and the news have let you know that there are ships out in the sea that's not able to get into land, that has your seasonings on it, that has certain things on it that you aren't able, that you may not be able to get later on. So if those things are on the shelves now, purchase those things now. You have a couple dollars now, purchase those things now. There may come a time when somebody may come knocking on your door and say, hey, can you spare a cup of sugar? And you know, and they're really serious. Can you please help me with a cup of sugar? Those times may come. And you say, come on in. And you know what? You got three bags of sugar on your shelf. You're able to give them the whole bag of sugar.
Hallelujah.
And you know what? And while they're in there, you say, you're able to share with them the word of God. And you may not be able to say anything, but God bless you. And you know what? And that's going to ring in their ear because they're going to know, wow, this was a blessing. Wow, you know, sometimes the only Jesus that anybody's going to see is the Jesus is in us. They may never step into a church building. So many people have been church hurt. They had some church hurt. I've had friends that say they're never going back into another church because of the way they were treated, because they've been hurt so much. The only Jesus they're going to see is the Jesus in us. So what are we showing them? What are we showing them? What are we giving them? Hallelujah. Are we being that minister of reconciliation? Are we showing them the love of God? What do they hear coming out of our mouths? I've had a coworker, and he doesn't ever plan on going back into a church building because of the church hurt. But I was able to show the love of Jesus while I was working with him. I don't know if he'll ever go back in there again. But he can't say that Jesus don't live or that Jesus not in his willing heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We just don't know, saints of God. We don't know. Hallelujah. So it pays even to have the right conversations while you're out in public. People can overhear your conversations and be drawn to the Lord. There was a situation where a young lady overheard me witnessing to somebody. This was in high school, 45 years ago. And she said, you're the one. She saw me at an event. I've shared this with y'all before. She saw me at an event, and she said, you're the one. And I said, the one what? She said, I overheard you talking to somebody in the cafeteria about in the auditorium about Jesus. And I said to myself, I'm going to give this Jesus another try. I'm going to give this Jesus another try. And she got saved. She gave her heart to the Lord. So we don't know. We're in the market. And somebody steps on our toe or bumps our cart. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You know what? Don't let a little colorful word come out of your heart. I mean, out of your mouth. It shouldn't be in your heart to come out your mouth. Okay? So the word of God should be in your heart, because that's what's going to come out your mouth. And you said, oh, that's all right. That's all right. God bless you. Say something nice. Have a good day. And they're going to think like, oh, my goodness. Because they've had other experiences like that where somebody then gave them some colorful words or whatever. Yesterday I was in the parking lot of Burger King, and I don't know what this gentleman – taking another person's parking spot, but the African American man got out of his car, and he was the one driving. He stopped his car, and he got out, and he was walking behind this Anglo-Saxon man. And I just started pleading the blood of Jesus. I said, "Say, the Lord, we be the blood of Jesus." The blood. And he was walking behind that man, and I don't know what. He was angry. And I didn't want to see anything, but I knew I could pray. Bind the enemy right now, Jesus. I didn't want to see anything. I didn't want nobody to be hitting nobody. I didn't want to be a witness to nothing. I didn't want nobody to get hurt or whatever. We have power. If we can't get nothing but an encouraging word, if we can't do nothing but give a prayer, it's like the pastor said, call up somebody. Let them know, hey, I love you. Jesus loves you too. We just never know where the person that God laid on your heart, where they are psychologically right at that moment. And I'm going to tell you, they may have had COVID. COVID had some lasting results in a whole lot of people's bodies. Hallelujah. You don't know how people feel. You don't know what they're going through. We had so many people to pass away and stuff like that or whatever. And just to say, just to know that somebody calls you up and say, hey, God loves you and I do too. You know, and they just may put a smile on their face.
Yes.
Give them strength to go on another day.
Another day.
To know that somebody loves them. We were told of a story in a meeting that they were passing out the little red ribbons. And everybody got a ribbon. Everybody had to find somebody to give that ribbon to. And when you give the ribbon to somebody, tell them that you love them. And the man, one was so busy, he got the ribbon and he put it in his pocket. And, okay, I'll do it, whatever. But he forgot. And when he went to empty his pockets that night and take out everything in his pockets while he was changing his clothes, he, I still have the ribbon. So he knew he was committed to giving that ribbon to somebody. So he was going down the steps, and his son was coming up the steps. And he gave his son that little ribbon. He said, son, I love you. And his son started crying, and he said, Dad, he said, I was going to kill myself when I got to my room. He said, I was going upstairs to my room to kill myself. But when his father said that to him, he didn't think anybody loved him. And teenagers go through so much. Children go through so much. They go through stress. They don't know how to verbalize it. And they don't know how to submit those things to the Lord. And he was going to end his life. But just because his father gave him that little red ribbon and told him, son, I love you, it changed his mind. How many lives can you change?
Yeah.
How many lives can you change?
Hallelujah.
Just by saying, I love you.
Yeah.
God loves you. God bless you. You know, and even a smile. Even a smile. Some people, I don't know, sometimes they look like they've been baptized in pickle juice with a frown on their face, and just having a hard way to go, But if they would just smile and say, hey, God bless you, or just a smile. A smile will mean a whole lot to somebody because they think everybody walking around with an attitude because that's what I'm serious. So many people are without money, without food, without a job. And so it's like, what you got to be happy about? That's what one of my coworkers said to me one time. What you got to be happy about? I think anybody got Jesus in their heart. I ought to be able to wear a smile on his face. And I thought she was too. But obviously, my level of joy was just overflowing. That day, and hers wasn't. But we can share a smile. Share a smile. Share a word from the Lord, whatever you had. And God will multiply. He'll bring back to you. You need money, then sow money. It may be a quarter. When I see the homeless now, I go into my pocketbook, my little change purse, and I be trying to get something out. And I don't know what I'm gonna need. I know finance is one thing I need, so that's why I'm gonna sell finances. If I have a chance to before that might change to give reach in my pocket or a pocketbook to give something to the man, or I may carry some change in the little space on my door, carry something right there, roll down the window a little bit. And the man said, God bless you. And I said, God bless you too. We never know. That may just be enough for him to buy a cup of coffee. Somebody may have already blessed him with a sandwich, and we just give him the rest of his meal. We just never know. God bless you, saints of God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
to be in tune with the service. You know, have you got, now tell the truth now. Have y'all gone to a church service where you say people sitting around and either they're working on their cell phones or they sleep and stuff? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I guarantee you that nobody in the sanctuary right now in this place is going to go fall asleep. Is that right?
Amen.
Ain't nobody sleeping up in here. Glory to God. I wonder why. Hallelujah. It's communion time. Hallelujah. It's time for Holy Communion. And I know y'all say, well, some of y'all there say, oh, this is a solemn event. Look, this is a joyful event. Come on now. Glory to God. Jesus came and he gave his life for us. And y'all want to be solemn and all quiet and all composed and all dignified. Boy, you lucky. I'm not even swinging from the chandeliers, leaping over benches and running through walls right now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Because, you know, I was a heathen. Come on now. But one day, I was raised up in church. And one day, my back was against the wall. I knew the words of the Lord. But all I could utter in my mouth, out of my mouth, was God help me. The very next day, I was out of the mess I was in. Not a month later, not a week later, not a year later, but the very next day after I said, God help me, he helped me out. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for Holy Communion on today. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for them. We ask that you bless them, Manona. Sanctify in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 through 30 says, examine yourselves. And we do just that. And one of the things that I love about God, his covenant names. And as we say his covenant names, he becomes that to us. So we thank God for the number one covenant name. Father God, you are Jehovah's Shittkenu in the name of Jesus. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And again, we examine ourselves and we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says, you will wound us for our transgressions. You will bruise for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Hallelujah. Revelations 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. And everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today. Psalms 138, verse 2 says so. Hallelujah. You put your word above yourself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. On the same night with the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Let's eat together. Jesus in the room, amen to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in St. Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing us spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank the Lord for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank the Lord for supernatural creative miracles right now all over the world. We thank the Lord for tumors disappearing right now, cancer disappearing right now, high blood pressure coming to normal, glucose levels coming to normal, off bodies disappearing, hallelujah, glory to blinded eyes opening right now in Jesus' name, stopped up ears, hallelujah, being unstopped right now in Jesus' name, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, bones mended right now, hallelujah, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, every ailment, hallelujah, God, you're blessing right now, you're healing right now, oh glory to God, oh somebody need to say thank you Jesus right now, somebody need to say thank you Jesus right now, hallelujah, 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 Alan, you need to say thank you Jesus right now, Gloria, you need to say thank you Jesus right now, Harry Warshaw, you need to say thank you Jesus right now, every sick person, every person that think they're sick or thought they're sick or attacked right now, you need to say thank you Jesus for my healing right now, right now, right now, your word says in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night with the Lord Jesus was betrayed, he took also the cup. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he had given thanks, and thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. These are my new promises. These are my new gifts. This is what I'm giving to you. This is your new inheritance. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, everybody started a wave of glory. The wave of glory. Be a sucker to the We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12, verses 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I give you the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you. When I see the blood, Rabbi Shata. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work in prayer, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, disembodies, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, glory to God. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Hallelujah, glory to God. In Jesus' name, fire, 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 fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. Hallelujah. Those who are listening in radio land, you say, we've never heard communion like that. Yes, I paraphrased a lot of what the scripture said, but I meant it from my heart. Hallelujah. I thank God for blessing his people right now because of this communion. There to my heart was the blood of life. Glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. Led to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Holy Communion. We remember you, Lord, and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not finished yet, y'all. Y'all know that. Our family daily confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family now, extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts 1:8, Romans 8:11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of God, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. Hallelujah. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We intelligent, we are powerful, we are perfect, we are strong, we are mighty, we are great, we are beautiful, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now to him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory. We glory in majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, don't you feel good right now, y'all? Hallelujah. You kind of feel right in your spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I got to do this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, Siri, play Martha Menendez. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, make a joyful noise in this.
Yes, hallelujah.
Make a joyful noise.
Come on now. Hallelujah. If you want to get a step in, that's all right. Come on now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. 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 Hey. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you can't dance, be like a bobblehead. That's okay. Hallelujah. Oh, wave your hand. Hallelujah. Clap your hand. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Coco, Frank, come on, wave your palm! Hallelujah! Orion, wave your palm! Hallelujah! 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 Oh, yes, Lord! Yeah! Oh, come on now! Woo! Oh. Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Hey, bless his name. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we're having a time up in here. Now, I guess some of you wonder, where in the world are you? We are in the lower level sanctuary of the parsonage, located at 3007 Iona Church. Hallelujah. And we have a live service every Sunday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Except this month that has 5 Sundays. The 5th Sunday is Family Celebration Day. That means that you don't come half. You, because we ain't going to be here because we celebrating the family. Hallelujah. That's the 5th Sunday. And the 5th Sunday in this month is the 31st. Don't you show up. You show up next week. That's the 4th Sunday. Oh, we're going to have a good time. Hallelujah. We got a guest speaker, and then we got the spiritual food, and then we got the physical food. We're going to have a dinner. Hallelujah. So you can come next week, but don't you dare show up the following week. Not the 5th Sunday. Any month that has a 5th Sunday, hallelujah, it's time out. I got to minister to my wife. Y'all don't mind me ministering to my wife, because she's important to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you need to minister to your family, too. And see, I have to minister to the whole family, so I'll minister to my wife. And to Ryan, too, our little baby boy. my little Al Wilbur baby boy, Ryan, will be, 7 years old this year? Yes. But see, he has a little difficulty in dancing because he has 2 left feet and 2 right feet. He's a cat. But anyway, God bless you. But that's the family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Well, hallelujah. Let me take a exhale a little bit. Pastor Peaches, but I need to get your help again, Pastor Peaches. Can I get your help?
Oh, yes, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Can you just answer one question for me?
What
time is it?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Well, bless be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. She had the answer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal, deliver, set the captives free. Save, fill with the Holy Ghost, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for giving the harvest on the good seed sown today. Hallelujah. 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Thank the Lord God, we rebuke you, we curse you from the root, command you be bound in Jesus' name. You're under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. Hallelujah. We cancel every device, every strategy, every tactic. Hallelujah, that you serve the spirit killers destroying our lives. There's null and void in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you for the deliverance that's going to be had today. We thank you, Lord, for those that have been healed already and those that are going to be healed by your word today, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, God. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. We give you the honor, Lord, for it's truly yours. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, bless God. It's another Sunday. I know y'all sitting back. What is he going to talk about today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Peaches, can you read some scriptures to us right now?
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Exodus chapter 20. Verse 3. Mark chapter 12, verse 30 and 31. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and 21. Genesis chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 9.
Hmm.
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 and 25.
Mm.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 24.
Oh, is that it?
Jesus. Yes, that is
hallelujah. Who gave you those scriptures?
I believe on this.
Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Well, let me start this way. I want to give you four names of people.
Hallelujah.
In fact, before I even do that, you take your notes. Number 1 through 5, under each other, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then skip a couple lines. And do A, B, and C, one under the other. Okay. Again, number on your page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right under each other. And then skip two lines and then put A, then the next line put B, and then the next line put C. Okay. Hallelujah, you got that. Hallelujah.
Skip line and put A, B, and C?
Yes, skip two lines and put A, B, and C. Now, here's something that you've got to understand. Okay. On February 1st, 1978, something happened that has changed the course of human history since then. You say, what? I'm going to give you four names. Hmm. The first name is Yvonne Geddon. The second name is Bradford Parkinson. The third name is Roger L. Easton. And the fourth name is Gladys Knight. Excuse me, Gladys Wet. Gladys Knight on my mind.
All right,
hallelujah. God, Jesus is the best thing. Oh, that's what James Cleaver was singing earlier. And Gladys Knight, whatever. Anyway, but it's Gladys West. Now, just, you don't have to write those names if you don't want to. But don't put them number those numbers. No, I'm just giving you some names. Now, here's the key. Three of those persons were Anglo-Saxon, and one was an African-American woman. There were three men and one woman, and the woman was an African-American woman. And what they did has changed everything we do from outer space to in your place. They came up with GPS.
Amen.
Do you know what GPS is? Global Positioning System or Global Positioning Satellites. They came up with that.
Amen.
And that's awesome.
Because
everything you do, they put that in airplanes, in the satellites, in the in cars, in your cell phone, in TVs, in every GPS is all over the place. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
And we look at that as being a major event in the history of the world. Well, I got news for you. There was a GPS system before that.
Yes, it was. Thank you.
It's a few minutes that I got left today. I want to talk about a GPS system that will change the course of your life. GPS. What I'm talking about stands for God's priority system. GPS is best. What is that title again? GPS is God's priority system. GPS is best because it gives you success. It gets you out of your mess. Allows you to pass your test. GPS. I'm not talking about the GPS in your phone. I'm talking about GPS coming from the throne. Can I get a witness?
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Let's read the first scripture.
Hallelujah. I have it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Exodus 20, verse 3. And it says, thou shalt have no other gods before me.
At number one, put God on your page. God. And when I say God, I'm talking about his will and everything that goes along with what he wants. God first in your life. Hallelujah. Read the next one.
Mark.
Hallelujah. Mark 12, verse 30 and 31, it says,
and thou shalt love.
Go ahead.
And thou shalt love.
Come on.
The Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with thy strength. That this is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these.
Okay. Again, God first. And the next scripture is in Genesis, is that right?
Yes, 126.
Okay, 126.
Got it.
Minister Derek, can you read that? Get to a mic real quick.
Okay. Genesis 126.
You got to get to a mic, please. Get to a mic, please.
God said, let's make man in our image,
mm-hmm.
after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the sky and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You can come up here and get this. Hallelujah. I got something for you. Hallelujah. Read the second, Pastor Peaches, because Tom's flying. Read the next scripture.
I have it.
Okay, go ahead. Read that.
It says Genesis 2:4. Then shall boy again, this time his brother Abel. Now,
no, okay. The scripture was Genesis 2. And what's the scripture?
18:21.
18:21.
As the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will
make him and help me for him.
Okay.
That's
18.
Okay, go ahead. Read the next one.
And that's
the one I had now.
And 21. And the Lord shall cause a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof.
Hallelujah. Where the two is, put family. Again, we're dealing with God's priority system. Number two is family. Is that right?
Amen.
Put the word family. And by the way, Sister AJ, if you come up here, please. Cause
that was the next one you were
getting
ready to read, so I was
going to
read it.
You were reading something. Am I being precocious? I don't know what I'm doing here, but it's okay. Okay, so go ahead and read the next one.
That's where you are now.
Oh, okay. What's the next scripture?
That's Genesis 4, 1, 2, and 9. That's
okay, go ahead. Read that real quick.
Okay. It says Abel.
Adam.
Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived And boy came and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep.
Okay.
Cain was a tiller of the ground.
Okay.
Say nine.
Okay.
And nine is, then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper?
Okay. Two things. Number one, again. Number two was family. Number three is others. Okay? Number one is God. Number two is family. Number three is others. Hallelujah. All right, we got another scripture. Is that Ephesians?
2 Corinthians.
5:18. Hallelujah. Okay. Because of time, let's go to the next one past that. Let's go to Ephesians 4:12. Somebody gets free Ephesians 4:12 real quick for me. Okay, go ahead. Get your mic if you would.
Ephesians 4:12 says, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Edifying the body of Christ. This is number four, the work of the ministry. Number one is God. Number two is family. Number three is others. Number four is the work of the ministry. God has given us his priority system. It's the work of the ministry is number four. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Somebody help you out later. I just put it. Hallelujah. Yes, get to that scripture. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And let me get the last one real quick. The last one.
No.
Go to the next scripture.
Matthew 6.
Yeah. Matthew 6:33. Hallelujah.
But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Number five is everything else. First seek ye the kingdom of God. That God is in the kingdom of God, is that right?
Hallelujah.
And his will, his way, and the righteousness being right standing with God, the work of the ministry is all in that, and then everything else. So the GPS system of God, God's priority system, God first,
yes.
The family,
yes.
Others,
yes.
The work of the ministry, and then everything else.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to deal with the other part next week. Hallelujah. Not next week, but on Wednesday. Hallelujah. See, if you get this right, you can't help but be blessed.
Amen.
You can force God's hand to have favor in your life. All those who want favor of God in your life, say amen.
Amen.
Everybody that wants the favor of God in your life, raise your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I tell you, if you get this right, you will have favor of God, and nothing will hold you back from having a more abundant life. Nothing will hold you back from receiving of the Lord. Nothing will hold you back from being blessed, coming, and going. Glory to God.
Amen.
I got to stop, because I think my time is up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Who read that last scripture? Who read it? Did somebody read that didn't get blessed?
Your wife.
Well, praise God. I need to go. Praise God. Pastor Peter.
You can pay
me
later.
All right. Well, here's the money. I'll give you some money now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is a family show, you know. Here you go. There you go. Hallelujah. Praise God, Jesus. We thank God for all of you. Hallelujah. I don't know. I'm ready to sing now. Hallelujah. More love to thee, O Christ. More love to thee. Now hear me while I pray. Oh, love and knee.
This is my earnest plea, more love of Christ to thee, more love to thee, more love to thee, more of thee, Lord, more of thee, Lord, my heart desires. More of thee. Everybody, close your eyes. More of thee, Lord. Come on, sing it with me. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. Now I want you to act like you're lifting up a cup. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of
heaven, feed me till I want no more.
Hallelujah.
Fill my cup.
Fill it up and make me whole. Let's give the Lord a hand clap today. Hallelujah. Let's say it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hey, Siri.
Hallelujah.
Pray Joshua's troop.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, let's magnify the Lord. Oh, bless the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
your hands. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Clap your hands. Hey, clap your hands here. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Clap your hands. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, like this now. Hallelujah. 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 Before I call Pastor Peaches up here, I just want, is Mother Delores here?
Yes, I am.
You here? Mm. I don't want anybody else to answer this but Mother Delores. Mother Harris, Jesus is Lord, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.